Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Duttiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Ti saranakkhamanang nititang. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. Adinadana veramani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given. Gahame sumi chachara veramani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Gahame sumi chachara veramani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct. Musavada veramani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Musavada veramani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech.
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech.
Sura meraya majapamadatana veramani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Suraya maja pamadatana veramani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness. Himani pancha sikkhapadani silena sukatinyanti silena bhoga sampada silena nibbutinyanti tassama silang viso taye. first of all, I'd like to express my appreciation to Susan, Karen, Cassidy for pulling this retreat together. And being willing to step into the unknown and see if how to do it and would it work, and to be willing to take the chance. It actually working. Yeah. So that and I've enjoyed my time here. So that and I sort of express my appreciation to all of you, the retreatants who've come together and been interested, willing to pursue this exploration of loving kindness. As I have tried to sort of put a plug in all the way through this retreat, that the loving kindness doesn't stand alone. It doesn't stand on its own. It's a part of a spectrum of the Buddha's teachings, both in terms of a support for those teachings, but also a result of those teachings. I would encourage you all to take what you've learned during this time and take it back into the world, into the family, into society, into workplace, and experiment with how to apply these teachings, how to utilize them, how to sustain them. Having finished the retreat, having winding up our time here at this retreat center, whatever peacefulness, calmness, loving kindness, clarity you've cultivated, please take it with you. You don't need to leave it all here. Take it and share it. Take it recognize that it's a gift to other people as well. Sharing of loving kindness, sharing of virtue, sharing of goodness. These are suitable things to share with others. The world is desperately in need of it. This simple ceremony that we've just done, Refuges and Precepts, it's something that is quite sort of ubiquitous in Buddhist tradition. Take the five precepts, the refuges. I would encourage you all to really take it on board, really investigate and see how these refuges and precepts can be both an anchor for day-to-day life, as well as the fruit of a skillful life well lived, having a refuge, having an anchor in clarity of conduct and being, that virtue and holding to truth is a really allowing that to be a basis of one's life. It's like I mentioned it in one of the Dhamma talks, the most common formulation that the Buddha gives for the description of the stream enterer, the one who has entered first path and fruit of realization, liberation, was stable confidence and faith in Buddha Dhamma Sangha and the stable commitment to the precepts. It's easy to sort of overlook that as just being just really ordinary. And that's actually one of the problems that we have as human beings, is that we do overlook the ordinary and looking for something else. And of course, that's our whole life. It tends to be looking for something else to satisfy us. And we overlook the opportunity that we have, the ordinary opportunities of satisfaction and contentment in the present moment. And we look for refuges, we look for things to rely on, we look for things to solve our problems, we look for things to shore up our sense of well-being just over there. And it's usually just out of reach as well. So just returning to the things we normally might conceive of as ordinary and to realize the power of transformation that holds, the power of the refuges, the power of the precepts, the power of loving kindness. That's on a certain level, it's kind of hackneyed and old, and may all beings be well and happy. You see it written everywhere in little Buddhist texts, you might even sign your emails, something like that. Recognize that there's a transformative power in that, a clear commitment and understanding of how to apply that, how to work with it, how to rely on it, how to return to that and allow it to be something that nourishes the heart and nourishes one's day-to-day life. So these are, there's very, the whole week that we've been here, what I've been teaching or emphasizing is really pretty ordinary stuff, and and certainly not, most people have probably heard it, read it sometime or another, but I think it's when we really make a commitment within ourselves to put it into practice, give it the space to see if it works, give it the confidence to stay with it for a while, and that's where the transformation takes place. It isn't that anybody's going to get a new bit of information that's going to somehow transform one. It's actually the old and the ordinary that is probably most useful. recognizing or reflecting, investigating, allowing those things to reverberate in consciousness and to be willing to keep experimenting and applying and seeing what are new ways of holding a particular perspective or practice or mode of conduct or a way of training oneself. I think for myself, as I've said, this is my 35th year of being a monk, and there's not a whole lot of new things that I learn. I have learned, but what I have learned is how to use the ordinary or the things that are fundamental, the basis. So those foundations are so important. Things that are foundational to the teachings, foundational to our training, and as we develop a deepening appreciation and deepening skill in how to use those, then you see some radical letting go taking place, a radical willingness to put a lot of the things down that you didn't want to be carrying around anyway. So there. So that I'd again just express my appreciation to all of the people who've helped out. Everybody helped out in this retreat, in the sense of while you're here, everybody helped out. Everybody pitched in. Everybody made it happen. So that's worthy of appreciation. My own perception of things and of also what the organizers have told me is that everything has gone very smoothly, so that is really appreciated. That when we come together and practice, and that having a tangible example when just everybody pitches in, helps out, harmonizes, life goes pretty smooth. On the human realm, it's about as good as it gets. So I'd like to do a closing ceremony, closing blessing ceremony, and we'll do the paritta chanting, protective chants. And could you just send that down? And I think just take go around the whole perimeter and then come back here. And the there's many people that are here today that are familiar with the chants. You can just hold it in your lap. It doesn't have to sort of go along the wall or anything. Yes, to the chants that we'll be doing are, they're very ancient chants, many of them coming from the time of the Buddha and used even during the Buddha's time as protective verses, as blessing verses, and some of them are recollections of the some of the teachings. There's one of the chant that I was mentioning whenever the His Holiness the Dalai Lama begins a teaching session, then he always requests that we do the Mangala Sutta, which is the chant on the highest blessings, and it's one of these wonderful chants that are teachings that the Buddha gives, where he's this celestial being sort of manifests in the Jetavana monastery during the night and asks the Buddha, well, people talk about highest blessings, well, what are the highest blessings? And then the Buddha just sort of extemporizes and, runs through 38 blessings that right from the very first one, the chant begins, Asewa Naja Balana, which is not associating with fools. It's the highest blessing. And it's an association with the wise. Is a highest blessing. And then through to complete realization of Nibbana. And we'll chant the Metta Sutta in Pali. So these are, say, blessing chants that are very traditional. We'll begin, I'll ask Kunadamo to call the devatas and sort of making a request, devatas, other beings to gather and bring their blessings as well. So as we're chanting, just to allow the mind to settle and let the chants wash over you, and may they be a source of blessings and protection for you all.